This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Monday nearly two dozen NATO members will meet the alliance's target spending to defense this year, highlighting how allies have raised military spending since Russia seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014.
This year, 23 allies will spend 2% of GDP or more on defense, which is twice as much as just 4 years ago.
Stoltenberg in Washington said the trend in increased military spending by NATO members was triggered by Russia's seizure of Crimea in 2014. Israeli officials said on Monday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the influential war cabinet that was tasked with steering the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The move follows the departure from the government of Benny Gantz, an opposition lawmaker who joined the coalition in the early days of the war. He had demanded that a small cabinet be formed as a way of sidelining far-right lawmakers in Netanyahu's government. The officials add, going forward, Netanyahu would hold smaller forums with some of his government members for sensitive issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korean state media says Russian President Vladimir Putin will arrive in the country on Tuesday for a two-day visit. Putin's first trip to the country in 24 years comes amid international concerns about the two countries' expanding military cooperation. Putin is expected to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for talks as they deepen their alignment in the face of separate intensifying confrontations with Washington. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency said Putin will visit the North on Tuesday and Wednesday at the invitation of Kim. This is VOA News.